Representative John Kavanaugh told colleagues that all the proposals to keep people safe with new regulations on guns or even put police in classrooms really will not stop someone from shooting up a school. He said the only thing that really works is stopping it before it happens. He told members of the House Public Safety Committee on Wednesday they do not need to look far for examples.
You had a situation in the case of Mr. Jared Lochner where school officials knew about this and nobody thought to really call the police.
Lochner killed 6 and wounded 13 2 years ago in a Tucson Safeway parking lot, including then-Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Documents produced later cited reports that various teachers and officials at Pima Community College knew about what was described as Lochner's bizarre behavior. Kavanaugh said his legislation has safeguards. He said it requires a teacher or health professional to personally observe conduct that shows the person is a danger to self or others. The only exception to that personal observation would be if there is, quote, an actual communicated threat, unquote, and that the student or client has both the intent and the ability to carry out that threat. Anyway, he said, calling the police does not necessarily mean anyone is going to be locked up in the state hospital. It simply gives officers the ability to analyze the situation and either call for a mental health crisis intervention team or detain the person for further observation. But none of that comforted Representative Eddie Farnsworth. He questioned forcing teachers to call police based on someone being considered a danger to self or others.
Because when you're talking about kids on a playground and they're throwing rocks or they get in a fight, or that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with mental illness or health issues, I think that that language is exceptionally broad.
Kavanaugh said there's no need to worry.
A companion bill is going to have the Department of Health Services put together, based upon a course that they give, information to be distributed to teachers to give them a better handle on what we're talking about here. So it's not just their own subjective personal opinion.
The idea of the legislation pleased Representative David Livingston, whose wife is a teacher.
She has been threatened with her life at school before and has made, took 3 different times complaining to the principal at that time before the police were brought in. And thank goodness nothing happened in between.
Kavanaugh was not just pushing mental health on Wednesday. He also got the committee to adopt another proposal saying if a community does not have gun lockers within 200 feet of an entrance to most public buildings, it cannot ban people from bringing in their weapons. That proposal was derided by Representative Ruben Gallego, in part because of the cost to taxpayers of having to install lockers at all public buildings.
I'm sorry there's some people that live in a state of paranoia where they have to have their weapon with them at all times, but I don't see how that has to be that has to be at taxpayer cost.
That comment drew a sharp response from Representative Sonny Borelli.
People that are paranoid that they have to carry guns are only paranoid because there are crazy, evil people out there, and I know he can borrow on his own Marine Corps experience, and we've been in places and locations where everybody is armed, and you'd be surprised as to how polite people can really be.
Both measures now await action by the full House. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.